Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm Ewan Spence, and on today's show, we'll meet Cake the Door's Fraser Scott. Yes, from Edinburgh, it's a good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. For the next podcast episode length, we're going to bring you in to feel the fringe, the power of the Edinburgh Fringe, the arts, just the lovely little spark. 3,000 shows, all trying to catch light here in Edinburgh. All of them will find success in their own special ways, and we're going to bring you just a little bit of that smoky texture from the capital city. So, what do we have on today's show? Well, in a moment, Finn Ross Russell is going to be speaking to Fraser Scott from the team at Kick the Door. They've got an original musical up at the Fringe called Land, discussing Scotland's musical identity. As always, you can find links to the show and everything else that's mentioned back at our website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com. Depending on where you've heard this show, you can also find us in like iTunes, Spotify, Google, all of that. You can leave ratings and reviews in there as well. But I'm going to get out the way now. Quite sharp issue here for the interview. I've set the scene, so over to Finn Ross Russell and Fraser Scott from Land.
Finn Ross Russell here, and I am joined by one of the members of Kick the Door, the lovely group who have brought Land to this year's Fringe Festival. It's the amazing Fraser Scott. How are you, Fraser?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm loving that the spaces are getting packed.
Yeah.
People are piling their way in. It feels like an Edinburgh Fringe Festival that is very well attended, and that's just adding to the atmosphere and the buzz of getting to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's really exciting, I think, especially because this is like the first time for me taking a show to the festival. It's nice to like be a part of it as an artist and feel like part of the buzz, and like feel like you've got a lanyard on and you're part of the making of the work. You know, it's really exciting.
I was going to say, what is the difference in the experience of sort of coming as an artist this first time? Does it feel like there's more pressure on you because you've got like, oh, I'm one of the parts of this festival? Or is there a little bit more of a kind of like, yeah, I'm one of the important people around here,
yeah,
don't mind me?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, you get a little bit of bravado with the lanyard. No, I think obviously it's just hard work. Like it's a lot, you know, being like present like in such a like intense environment for such a long time. Like the 4 weeks is crazy. Like I'm knackered and it's day two. Do you know what I mean? So I guess like that's the biggest difference for me is like the sheer amount of effort. Yeah, exactly. I know. And also just like the act of bringing the show and doing your like 5 minute get-ins and 5 minute get-outs, and which is all like really exciting and stuff. But that's definitely like a new pressure that is like very unique to the Fringe and doesn't really happen anywhere else. But it's also just lovely to like be immersed and be immersed in like a world where everyone is excited about the same thing and everyone is here to like watch good work and like celebrate good work, which is really, really lovely.
Speaking of good work, tell us about Land.
Mm. Land is a new musical written by with music and lyrics by Bethany Tennick and a book by Aaron Ramsey, directed by myself. So Land is a story about identity and sort of intergenerational relationships and sort of our relationship with the earth and climate change and a whole bunch of things, and it sort of follows two parallel storylines, one of like a crofter and a soldier in the Scottish Highlands in 1745, and the second storyline is with an old man and his downstairs neighbour in 2022, and both those pairs of characters are played with the same two actors, so Chris and Robin. And the show kind of charts these two different relationships over the course of 1 year, from them meeting for the first time to them then saying goodbye to each other after a year. And so there's Chris and Robin who play each of these characters, and then Bethany, who's the composer and lyricist of the piece, is also in the piece as our third member, and she plays a whole bunch of characters. From she plays a sheep, she plays a chicken, she plays some kind of female characters in these boys' lives, and she also just kind of voices like nature and motherhood and music music, and she kind of leads a lot of the music of the piece, and that is the story in a nutshell. It's a musical. I don't know if I said that, but it is.
Well, not only do you emphasise that it's a musical, in the actual Edinburgh Fringe official title thingy, it's not actually technically Land, it's Land, a Scottish musical.
Yeah.
Why is it important to you that you emphasise that aspect of its identity in the show's title?
Sure. I think that's, there's kind of like a creative answer and a business answer to that. I think, like, from a production standpoint, if the show on the Fringe brochure just said Land, people wouldn't know what it was. But if they see a Land Scottish musical, they kind of know exactly what it is quite quickly. So that, like, from a production standpoint, like, it certainly was quite an intentional choice. But also creatively for me, I think, like, for me, a lot of my practice and work is thinking about musical theatre in Scotland, and our, like, unique relationship to music and storytelling through music. And so I think that, like, the musical theatre that we make in this country has a sort of, like, unique voice to it, and very much the work that I am involved in, or, like, want to be part of, is work that I want to be part of that voice. You know, I think musical theatre, there's so much musical theatre talent in Scotland, and, like, new musical theatre talent in Scotland. You know, I mean, like, Finn Anderson's Islander, which Bethany was involved in, was just over in New York, and that show, you know, was here at the Fringe 2 years ago and has done, like, amazing bits. And so I think for me, like, Land, similarly to Thread, which is the other show we did together, is very much a Scottish musical. That is what it concerns itself with, both in theme and story, and also in music. Like, both Thread and Land draw on Scottish folk music and like that tradition of musical storytelling. So it just kind of speaks to the identity of the show, and also markets it in a really easy way. So it's a kind of, like, good both sides, you know.
I suppose it is true that when most audience members think about what Scottish musical is, maybe they'll think of Sunshine on Leith, because that's a really famous one that's gone out and, you know, showcased the Proclaimers and all that stuff. But when you dig slightly beneath the surface, there is so much rich music-based storytelling and music-based theatre. That's, I mean, even as far down as, you know, very traditional.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a part of our identity here.
I mean,
in Scotland.
You look at like going back to, like, Shivi at Stag and the Black Oil, and even Blackwatch, even like some, like, seminal, like, Scottish plays that really rely on music. You know, I talk a lot about, like, comedians like Billy Connolly who uses music in his sketches all the time. I think it's we have a really unique relationship with music as part of our storytelling, and so that's why I think for me Scottish musical theatre is really interesting, because it has a slightly unique relationship than other places in the world maybe don't so much.
Now, Kick the Door, your wonderful group, have a very unique brand, not only in terms of, like, the name and, you know, obviously what you're bringing to the Fringe this year, but I know your work as this very special brand of music and theatre and kind of using those two as a way of making something that is kind of a concert, but kind of a play, and kind of like an amazing weird melange of the two. How did you come about with the other members of the group towards figuring out this is what we want to do, and this is the kind of thing we want to make?
I mean, I guess, like, I don't know, it's like with Kick the Door, we've made, like, a fair few things over the years. I mean, Kick the Door was started by myself and Iona, and we wrote a play together, and it seemed to do really well, and we kind of wanted to have an umbrella term to work under, and we went to see a show in 2019, and I knew that I wanted to write a musical at some point, and so we needed someone who could write music, because none of us couldn't. So I knew Bethany through the conservatoire, which is where I studied and where Bethany studied as well, and so I had seen Bethany's SoundCloud and, like, had seen the music that she wrote and stuff, and I was like, oh, I think she'd be really good at writing for this show idea that I've got, because her music is quite very folk pop contemporary, with, like, a kind of Scottish twist on it. So I met with Bethany for coffee, and I was like, here are some ideas, like, what do you think? And she seemed really keen, really interested. And then from there, like, it was kind of always the three of us. We've done a whole bunch of different things together. Our first project was, like, a music video we did for one of Bethany's songs. We've done a kind of, like, weird audio thing. And I think for me, like, a large part of my work is kind of just, like, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. So, like, it's been really, really nice to be able to do so many things. And I guess we'd sort of found a nice focus in musical theatre, certainly with Thread and with Land, as, like, really nice places where all of our practices meet in a really good way.
Let's talk a little bit about how the different elements of Land sort of ended up sticking to the wall. As you say, it blends the two stories of the 18th century story and the 21st century story, the crofter soldier plotline mixed with the pensioner carer plotline.
Yeah.
Why those two time periods? Why those two sets of stories? Like,
sure.
it's a bit random from the outside,
sure,
isn't
super,
it?
Yeah, no, it's super random. But also, it's not random.
Okay.
The concept actually came to me from a photograph that I saw of a it was a Hungarian farmer. It's an old black and white photo of a Hungarian farmer, like pointing. He's with a young German soldier, and he's like pointing somewhere in the field, and he's like saying like go that way, whatever. And I was like, wow, like what a fascinating like relationship that is. That's such a like weird. Like I'd love to explore this like idea of this old man who has like seen the whole world, and this young soldier who like doesn't know anything. Like there's so many like interesting conversations and questions to have there. So that was the kind of like impetus originally for the idea. I was like, oh, if that's set in Scotland, like there's huge conversations about like land ownership and like colonialism in Scotland and the Highland Clearances and like all this like really like really tense conflict between like the military image and then like isolated rural communities in the Highlands of Scotland. So that was my kind of like landing point. And I thought, well, that is interesting, but like it's not enough of a thing. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to kind of parallel that dynamic with a current yet still similar dynamic and explore two different, completely different relationships, completely different contexts, but actually the journeys they go on are very, very similar and the beliefs they hold haven't really changed that much. And like their worldviews are very close to each other, even though there's hundreds of years apart. And so that was the idea. You know, I'd always imagined it's a really small show. And so I thought, well, it'd be so cool if you know, the crofter and the soldier have the same actors that play then the old man and the young carer in 2022. And then there's interesting things where you can sort of blend that. And, you know, there's points in the show where like who is playing what character sort of shifts a little bit, and there's a little bit of a blend, which I really like. And so that was, I guess, that was the impetus, and that was the kind of concept I went to Bethany and I went with, and I said, and then I also knew that I wanted a third presence. I felt like that the show should be musical, and that also like I wanted there to be something that acted kind of as, like we branded it as a force of nature, is what I said to Bethany at the start of this rehearsal room, is that like she plays like whatever that might be, you know, the wind or a memory or whatever. Like she kind of embodies. Like nature and earth, and she's very abstract but in like a very fun and like playful way, and sort of brings the music into the piece as well. And so that was kind of what I always wanted to do with the piece, and that's kind of what I presented to Bethany and Iona, who were really keen on it, and then wrote the thing.
This is your first Edinburgh Fringe Festival. What are you most excited about?
I think just having audience in every day, which we do have, which is very exciting. I think just for me, like as a director and as a theatre maker, it's just all about getting work in front of an audience. And so the Fringe like presents an opportunity to have your work on for a really healthy period of time, and to reach one of the widest audiences you're probably ever going to reach at this stage in your career. So for me, like the most exciting thing is just getting people into the room, you know, from all over the world who have come to see theatre and having 25 performances to bring audience together and come and see the show. And for me, that's the most rewarding and exciting thing, is seeing how they engage with the piece.
Super exciting. Where can people come and see it?
The Guild of Balloon Powerhouse at 1 o'clock every day apart from the 15th.
Fraser Scott, member of Kick the Door, director of Land, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me, man. Cheers.
Finn Ross Russell and Fraser Scott there from Land. Of course, Kick the Door aren't just around for August, they're around all year round. So you can head over to their website, find out more details on their shows. And you can find that website at our website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com, where we'll have links into the ticket office, or you can go there direct, edfringe.com. No app this year. Yeah, we know, we think that as well. But we have what we have with the website. And of course, remember, you've got all the box offices kicking around for the other venues. Some of the venues are grouped together in various little pockets. Edfest.com, for example, might give you a little centralised place to have a look for as well. Or you might just stop somebody in the queue that you're in to go into a show or to buy a ticket and go, what have you seen that's good? It's one of the best ways to find recommendations at the Fringe. There's this organic knowledge that builds up over the next couple of weeks to find, and it's just like everybody starts talking about these shows. musicals to have. We'll be some of that as well with some of the interviews. We'll have more tomorrow. Tom GK is going to be coming up, who's trying to make the greatest album in the world ever. I think that's kind of like the show title. But the words greatest album and show are in there as well. We've also got all the stuff you can listen to previously in our podcast feed and back at our website. And we're going to be here with you right through to the last weekend of The Fringe. We'll also be back tomorrow. Hear you then. Ta-ra. Been listening to the Edinburgh Fringe Show, hosted by Ewan Spence and Finn Ross Russell, produced by The Podcast Corner. Listen to more from The Fringe at edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com.